human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chideva dehastu, chideva lokash, chideva bhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam, chideva, chideva sarvam.
The Master sent his disciples to a caravanserai and said, "Go and learn and observe everything you could in that place. This will decide whether you would be my successor or not." The disciple was surprised. What is there to learn in a caravanserai, a restaurant? People come, they sit, they eat, and they go away. Had the master sent me to some temple or some pilgrimage place or at least in silence to be with nature, I would have thought worth going. But what stupidity is this? To go and sit in a hotel and to learn the chapters of spirituality. The disciple goes. He sits in the caravanserai. From morning till evening. And starts watching things that are happening. One typical thing he notices was the owner of the caravanserai is getting up whenever he's free and going to the basin where there is a huge mirror and taking a rag and wiping it off. This was very unusual. The disciple was sitting and pondering seeing this strange things, the owner would get up. After every 1 or 2 hours, and wipe the mirror. Intrigued, the disciple went to the owner in the evening and asked, "What is this that you are doing? You keep on wiping the mirror, and why?" And the owner said, "The dust is always gathering on the mirror. Every time I wipe, I find new dust." And the wisdom dawns on the disciple, and he comes back and tells his master, "Now I understood why you sent me there. Our mind is like that mirror, and it keeps on gathering the dust. The dust of thoughts, the dust of ego, the dust of limiting beliefs, the dust of vices, the dust of weaknesses, the dust of our impressions about others, the dust of daily happenings. The goal is to make this mind like a mirror, clean, immaculate. And it's an ongoing process. Thoughts are continuously there, and many times they defile us. The goal is what we are doing is coming from which place? It's coming from the center, or it's coming from the periphery. It's coming from authenticity, or it is coming from pretense. The dust of doership. To be a mirror is to be clean, is to be pure, is to be what we are originally, the authentic self, spotless, stainless, unsullied. To give up all that is unnatural is the goal. And in this Murli, Baba said, "Realize the real. Realize that which is real. Get situated in that which is original. And your original nature and is your real nature is purity. You don't need the makeup of effort. Come back to your original self. Purity is beauty." So Baba has organized a beauty competition, and he's already decided first prize, second prize, and third prize. And who will bag which prize? That depends on the degree of purity. And he has also given a tool. If you are getting third class, how can you come to first class? If you are getting second, coming second, how can you come to first? And that tool is, "I am originally a pure soul, just this thought. My real nature and the original nature is purity. All that we are showing is not our real nature. We are doing something because of some societal pressures. We are assuming to be somebody. We want validation from others. Their comments, their opinions decide who I am. And this is an absolutely artificial existence. That's not real. And yet, we rely on their comments, their opinions, validation from others. It's a journey to drop all that is superficial, all that is artificial, all that is external, All that is false. All that is exhibition. And running towards our authentic being, our authentic self, our real self. When the actions come from that center, then there is a natural flow. Purity is the stage of spontaneity. Purity is flux. Purity is being in sync with your own self. Purity is the synchrony. Purity is the harmony. Purity is the natural existence of the being. Baba described five qualities. How your eyes should be, how your lips should be, how your face should be, how your forehead and how your head. You carry a crown of purity. Some crown are full, some are half, some just a line, namesake. You're carrying a spiritual smile. You're carrying the spiritual shine on your face, spiritual smile on your lips. On your forehead, there is tilak of smriti, of consciousness. So when you yourself are situated in that purity consciousness, Shiva consciousness, soul consciousness, spirit consciousness, you drop the soil consciousness, you drop the body consciousness, you drop the role consciousness, you drop the duty consciousness, you drop the I consciousness, you drop the ego consciousness, the clothes consciousness, the fashion consciousness, the consciousness based on opinions of others. Dropping the ego that sustains on the false appreciation or that suffers from dejection arising out of rejection by others. Whether others accept me or reject me, do not define who I am. I don't need validation from others to be who I am. So purity is that highest ladder of existence. And you don't have to. Whatever efforts you are doing, that's a makeup of efforts. Even drop that. Just be your natural self. Retire in silence. Talk with yourself. And see the magic. The task of God is to cut from you who you are not. Is to take away from you the extraneous. The extra. Which is not you. And to make you who you are. It's rather not the making, but just removing that which is unnecessary. So, again, in the first class, those who are going to get the first prize, there are two categories. The first category is of those people who are pure by birth. They do not have that trace of impurity. They did not make any effort to remove the past lines of sanskars. They are just eight. They are in fact AC ticket they are getting. The second ones are those who are pure after coming in Gyan from their second birth. Because they are lines of efforts. They are amongst those first in the 100 jewels. So no matter where you are, now come back to your original self. Not just that, even when you look at others, look beyond their physical identities. So we have a few tasks to do today. The first task, self-reflection on the symbols of purity. So Baba has described all these five things. The halo of light, the tilak on the forehead, spiritual eyes, smile of spiritual smiles. And the second thing is wearing red spectacle. Which spectacle is this? The spectacle of purity. Sit down and just think. I am a pure, originally pure soul. Realize the real. So this is all about today's Murli. So the first task is self-reflection on the symbols of purity, the five symbols. The second task is visualizing with red spectacles. So see yourself and others wearing that spectacle. Not just me, but every soul is pure. What he is in front at present might be he is in the state of oblivion, forgetfulness. Just as an alcoholic comes, he shouts. So we don't get angry at him because he is under influence. Rather, we have the feeling of compassion and karuna for him. In the similar manner, the conditioned souls, they are reeling under the sway of Maya. So they are carrying that body conscious state of heaviness and they can't see themselves. But I know that each soul is pure. So that is the second thing. The third thing is eliminating the makeup of efforts. Identify any areas in your spiritual practice where you rely on these extra efforts. Just sit down and think on the challenges you're facing in coming back to natural purity. So these are the few tasks for today. And then Baba switched the entire Murli from this red spectacle to red fort, because recently there was a program in Delhi, the first mega program that happened. And it was a huge success. And then Baba said, this is the atomic bomb. God bomb is yet to blast. But that will happen soon. So that the Murli is divided in two parts. The first part is on purity and the second part is on the seva. So just remember these five things. On your forehead, there is a tilak of smriti. There is a tilak of consciousness. There is a tilak of awareness. In your eyes, the vritti of brotherhood, spiritual vision. You don't look at others as physical beings, but try to see them as spiritual entity. Whenever we meet a person, we are not just meeting a person, but we are meeting a unit of sanskars. We are meeting a constellation of sanskars. We are meeting a soul carrying his own individual journey. We are meeting an independent soul. Everybody is on a journey. And they have their ups and downs. And we really do not know who they are, what they are. So our comments about others are just the figment of your own imagination. What you are speaking about others, you are not speaking about others. Rather, you are giving your own information who you are. So your eyes are filled with spiritual vision. Your lips have speech. Your speech is the speech of being great. Your mouth or lips has got spiritual smile. Your head has the crown of purity. Full circle, just a line, or half circle. That depends. Your face is full of redness, the shine. Baba said everything is red here. Father is red, you are red. His home is red, and since you have become his lal, his children, you are in red. So it's the play of redness. So your face is. So these are the five criteria that will decide which prize you are going to get. If everything is 100%, first prize. If it is 70%, second prize. And if it is 30%, then it is third prize. And the majority is coming under which group? 30 to 50. Between 30 and 50, there is a majority. What about this 30%? Who they are going to become? They are going to become the prestigious subjects. So this is the spiritual competition. In the world, there is beauty competition. This is purity competition. There is a Miss Universe and Mr. Universe. Here it is Mr. Purity and Miss Purity. Om Shanti.